You would know that verse.
如果我们举手,
because it's perhaps the most famous verse in the Bible.
这个可能是圣经中最出名的金句。
And the reason why it's so famous is because in some sense it puts together the how to become a Christian in one verse.
它的出名原因就是怎样成为基督徒用一句一节来总结了。
That verse says, For God so loved the world that He gave His only Son, that whoever believes in Him should not perish, but have eternal life.
约翰福音3:16这么讲,
So that verse begins with God the Father loving the people.
那一节呢,一开始就说父神怎样爱这个世人,
that He gave His Son,
甚至将他的独生子,
and that whoever puts his faith and trust in Jesus would not perish but have eternal life.
任何人相信他的儿子会得永生, 不会灭亡。
So it's a wonderful verse that tells us in one verse how to become a Christian.
这是一个很奇妙的章节, 一章一节就总结了这个,
But in the same chapter, there's also another very important verse.
同一个章那里有另外一个很重要的经文.
And that verse puts together how to grow as a Christian in one verse.
这一节总结了怎样成为基督徒的成长.
And that verse is found in John chapter 3, verse 30.
这个重要一节是在约翰福音3:30.
It is John the Baptist speaking.
是施洗约翰讲的.
He says, He must increase, I must decrease.
施洗约翰说, 他必兴旺, 我必衰微.
And John the Baptist is talking about Jesus here.
施洗约翰在指引耶稣基督.
That Jesus must increase, I must decrease.
耶稣基督必兴旺, 我施洗约翰必衰微.
And I would say this verse, in some sense, compresses the Christian life into one verse.
这一节经文将基督徒的生命总结起来.
In another English version, it says, translation, he says, I must become greater, he must become greater, I must become less.
有另外一个英文的翻译是这么说的, 他必须变得越来越伟大, 我必须变得越来越渺小.
So I wanted to use this sermon to understand why did John the Baptist say this.
我想藉今次的讲读, 解释为什么施洗约翰会这样说.
And if this is the whole Christian life in one verse, then how do we apply that into our lives?
如果这个经文是总结了我们基督徒生命的，我们怎样去应用在我们生命当中？
And I want to particularly, as we look at this verse, concentrate on the second part.
我今天想特别注重在第二方面那里。
The first part says, He must increase, that is, Jesus must increase.
第一方面就说, 耶稣基督必须兴旺。
And I think for most of us, we probably agree with that.
我们大部分人都会同意这个讲法。
But the second part says, I must decrease.
第二方面讲就说, 我必须微。
And so I think this is where we have a lot of trouble.
我们有一定的难度去理解这第二方面。
And so it's important for understand what is John the Baptist saying here.
我们是很重要要明白施洗约翰为什么这样讲。
First, we need to understand the context of this passage.
我们要根据上文下理去理解这一节。
Now, it can be a little bit confusing because there is more than one John mentioned in the Bible.
有时可能混淆,因为这个圣经是有多过一个约翰的。
There is John the Apostle.
有使徒约翰。
He was one of the disciples or followers of Jesus.
他是耶稣门徒之一。
He wrote the Gospel of John.
他写了约翰福音。
He wrote the letters of John and Revelation as well.
他寫了約翰書信同埋啟示錄。
But there is also another John.
有另外一個約翰。
And that John is John, what we call John the Baptist.
嗰個約翰咧，我哋叫做施洗約翰。
And John the Baptist was actually a cousin of Jesus.
施洗約翰同阿耶穌咧係老表。
His parents were very old.
佢施洗約翰嘅父母咧係好年老嘅。
And yet God through a miracle allowed John to be born of these elderly parents.
神透過一個神蹟。使到年老嘅父母能够生咗施洗约翰。
And this John grew up to be a prophet of God.
施洗约翰成长咧就变咗一个神嘅先知。
His job was to prepare the people for the coming of the Messiah.
佢嘅角色咧就要预备啲人心去制造弥赛亚嘅来临。
Now there's one other thing that we should note about John the Baptist.
我哋仲有一样嘢需要知道关于施洗约翰嘅。
You may, because many of us may not think that John the Baptist is that significant a person.
好多人觉得施洗约翰唔系一个咁重要嘅人物。
But Jesus said something very amazing.
耶稣自己亲口讲咗一个好奇妙嘅嘢。
In Matthew 11, verse 11, Jesus said, I tell you the truth, among those born of women, there has not risen anyone greater than John the Baptist.
约翰福音十一章十一节咁讲，耶稣自己讲：我实在告诉你们，凡妇人所生的，没有一个兴起来大过施洗约翰的。
And so, what Jesus was saying is that if you look out through the entire Old Testament,
耶稣话你如果睇翻旧约所有嘅人
，and certainly there are many significant people in the Old Testament.
旧约入边有好多伟人。
There are people like Abraham.
好似亚伯拉罕。
There could be someone like Moses.
好似摩西。
Or David.
大卫王。
Or Elijah.
以利亚先知。
All great people.
啲都系旧约嘅伟人。
But what Jesus said in that verse is, no one is greater than John the Baptist.
所以耶稣话就系、是，即使旧约咁多伟人，冇一个能够大过施洗约翰。
And that means that we should pay attention to John the Baptist.
所以我哋要注意呢个施洗约翰。
Because Jesus is saying there is no one more significant in the Old Testament than John the Baptist.
因为耶稣讲喺旧约入边冇一个人大过施洗约翰。
And so let us look at the passage once again.
所以我哋再一次睇呢个经文。
In John chapter 3 verse 22, it says, After this, Jesus and his disciples went into the Judean countryside and remained there with them and was baptizing. John was also baptizing at Ainon near Salim because water was plentiful there and people were coming and being baptized.
约翰福音三章二十二节，这是以后耶稣和门徒到了犹大地，在那里居住施洗。约翰在靠近撒冷的哀乱也施洗，因为那里水多，众人都去洗。
So these couple of verses describe that both were ministering approximately in the same area.
呢幾節章呢幾文咧就話耶穌同施洗約翰咧都喺附近嗰度傳道。
And part of their ministries was baptizing people.
佢哋傳道其中一個咧係同人施洗。
Now this baptism is not the same as the baptism that we practice in our church.
呢個施洗咧同我哋而家教會嘅施洗咧係有少少唔同嘅。
When we baptize people today, these people are identifying with Jesus Christ's death and his resurrection.
当我们现在受浸的时候，我们是认同耶稣受死和复活。
Now in those days, obviously Jesus had not died yet.
当时耶稣还没受死。
But when a person got baptized under a certain minister, they were saying, I identify with that minister's message.
当你被一个人施浸的时候，你就会认同当施浸那个人的信息。
So what were their messages?
他们的信息是什么呢?
Well, Matthew chapter 3, verse 1 and 2 tell us about John the Baptist's message.
马太福音三章一到二节就告诉我们施洗约翰的信息。
It says, in those days, John the Baptist came preaching in the wilderness of Judea, quote, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
那时有施洗的约翰出来，在犹太的旷野传道，说天国近了，你们应当悔改。
And what about Jesus' message at this time?
咁啊，耶稣自己嘅信息系乜嘢咧？
We see this in Matthew chapter 4, verse 17.
我哋睇到马太福音四章十七节嗰度咁讲。
It's from that time Jesus began to preach, saying, quote, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand."
经文咁讲，从那时候耶稣就传起道来，说天国近了，你们应当悔改。
So both Jesus and John the Baptist had the same message.
原来耶稣基督同埋施洗约翰有同一个信息。
They were both baptizing people as people identified with that message.
他们同样是为那些认同这个信息的人施洗。
Now, John the Baptist's ministry started a little bit earlier.
施洗约翰那个事工呢是先过耶稣。
And in verse 23, it tells us that people were coming and being baptized.
在23节那里讲，众人都去受洗。
That is, that his ministry was very popular.
他们施洗约翰那个信息很受人欢迎。
There were crowds following John the Baptist and desiring to be baptized.
他们有很多人跟着施洗约翰，希望受他的施洗。
But John the Baptist actually introduces and helps Jesus.
但是呢，施洗约翰呢，介绍了耶稣。
You know that it was John the Baptist that baptized Jesus.
你知道是施洗约翰，为耶稣施洗。
And so as Jesus started his ministry became even more popular.
当耶稣开始他的事工比施洗约翰的更受人欢迎。
In the last part of verse 26, it says, all are going to him, that is to Jesus.
26节那里这么说，大家都去了耶稣那里的事工。
Similarly, in John chapter 4, verse 1, it notes that Jesus was baptizing more disciples than John.
约翰福音四章一节这么说，耶稣比施洗约翰为更多人受洗。
Now, verse 25 tells us that there was some dispute between some of John's disciples and a Jewish person.
25节那里这么说，施洗约翰的门徒同一个犹太人有争拗。
And apparently it started about ceremonial washing.
大概是因为洁净的礼仪。
But it developed into a complaint by some of John's disciples about Jesus.
但是呢，就发展成呢，是，使到施洗约翰门徒呢，对耶稣的不满。
Basically, they were being jealous of Jesus.
他们因为嫉妒，耶稣基督的事工。
They were, if you note in verse, 26, it says, Rabbi, he who was with you across the Jordan, to whom you bore witness, look, he is baptizing and all are going to him.
26节那里这么说，拉比，从前同你在约旦河外，你所见证的那位，现在施洗，众人都往他里去了。
And so, some of John's disciples were getting jealous.
有一部分约翰的门徒有嫉妒。
When they joined John the Baptist, they thought, oh, this is the right ministry, this is going to be a very successful ministry.
当他们跟施洗约翰的事工的时候，他们觉得这个是一个很好的、很兴旺的事工。
But now they see that their ministry is sort of going into decline.
他们看到施洗约翰的事工慢慢式微。
They're seeing that John, Jesus' ministry was growing and getting bigger and bigger.
他们看到耶稣基督自己的事工一路很兴旺。
And some of them were getting jealous.
有一部分的门徒心里嫉妒。
And I think that's sort of an ugly secret among Christians.
这个是很多人基督徒的人一个不是很 光彩的秘密。
Because we can get jealous of other people who are successful.
我们对其他兴旺的事工感到嫉妒。
We look at our ministry and we look at their ministry and we compare.
我们比较自己的事工和比较其他教会的事工。
And if somehow that ministry is doing better than ours, we get a little upset.
如果其他的事工比我们兴旺，我们有少少不开心。
And so sometimes that happens among churches.
有教会之间的嫉妒。
Now I know that Boston is a little bit different.
Boston 有点不同。
But when I was in New York, when I used to go to church in New York City's Chinatown.
我们以前在纽约唐街翻教会。
And in one block in New York's Chinatown, there's probably more Chinese churches than all of Boston.
可以一个地段，纽约某一个地段呢，就有多个教会比整个波士顿的教会都多。
And it's very likely that many of them got very jealous of each other.
他们有可能呢，就是互相这样嫉妒。
That they want to grow bigger than the one that's near them.
他们希望他的事工会比隔壁那个更兴旺。
They want to be known as the successful church.
他们想这些人知道他们是一个成功的事工。
And so this is something that we need to counteract in our own minds.
我们要克制这个这样的意欲。
Because we are not in competition with other churches.
我们不是跟其他教会竞争。
In fact, we should be helping other churches.
我们其实应该要帮助其他教会的事工。
Because a church is not like a business.
教会不是一个生意。
We're not trying to compete with other people.
我们不是在争生意。
But we are in the same, you might say, same company.
我们是其实是同一条船。
We need to be helping other churches.
我们要帮助其他的教会事工。
Now in Boston's Chinatown, there's no other Protestant church except the Saving Grace Church.
在波士顿人家呢，只有其他一间的福音派的教会叫做救恩堂。
And it is a very small church.
一个是很小的教会。
There's probably 30 people in that worship service.
救恩堂大概只有30个人的会众。
But I don't know if you know it, but many of our ministers go there to preach.
我哋唔知你哋大家知唔知道，我哋自己布道会嘅牧师有时会帮佢哋讲道。
Because they don't even have a pastor.
因为佢哋自己本身冇牧师。
I've gone there to preach.
我自己都去过。
Because we're trying to help that church.
我哋尝试帮助嗰间教会。
We're not trying to put them out of business.
我哋唔系想佢执笠。
We want more and more churches so that more people will come to Christ.
我们想让更多的教会使到多人信主。
And so there is jealousy even in the time of Jesus and John the Baptist.
耶稣时候呢，已经有这个事工互相的竞争。
And there could be jealousy among different churches in the Boston area.
波士顿的教会呢，可能互相的有嫉妒。
There can even be competition among the seven congregations in our church.
即使是我们教会每个七堂之间呢，可能都互相竞争。
And so, for instance, the three congregations here in Newton can compare and look at each other and say which one is better, which one is bigger.
譬如我们就在牛顿堂，我们有三堂事工，我们自己互相比边个人数多。
Now, I know that some churches purposely print the attendance and the giving of their congregations.
我知道有些教会会特登是印出出席人数同埋嗰个奉献嗰金额。
But we don't want to do that.
我哋唔想咁样做。
Because we feel that this will create more jealousy.
我哋觉得如果你咁样做呢，就会互相竞争同埋嫉妒。
Rather, we want to help, we'll be happy if all of our congregations will grow.
我们其实想每一个事工每一个、会堂都会自己成长。
And so、we need to see that jealousy is something that we need to watch out for.
我们要小心这个的嫉妒的心态。
Now what was John the Baptist's response when these、followers of his raised this issue?
施洗约翰怎样回应他自己门徒 的不满
？Well, John the Baptist、says in verse 27, a person cannot receive even one thing unless it is given him from heaven.
施洗约翰在27节咁样讲：若不是从天上赐的，人就不能得什么。
So what John the Baptist's response is、that he is not self-sufficient.
施洗约翰的回应就是我自己一个不够。
He is saying, all my ministry comes from God.
我所有的事工都是从神而来的。
And so the credit doesn't go to me, John the Baptist.
我不可以、领什么的功劳。
It all comes from God.
是从神而来的。
And so we are dependent upon God for any success that you might have in ministry.
我们的所有的事工上的成功都是从神而来。
Now I know that many of you are immigrants to this country.
我们、知道大家都很多是移民过来的。
Some of you may have taken great risks to come to the United States.
因为移民所作出很多的冒险。
And you came to this country with very little.
你来的时候、没什么身家。
And you work hard.
你辛勤工作。
You saved your money.
你储钱。
You didn't accept any welfare.
你不要引啲救济。
And so you may think that, oh, I made myself into be a success.
所以你觉得是因为自己的能力能够使你成功。
But if we understand what John the Baptist is saying, all the credit goes to God.
如果你理解、施洗约翰所讲咧，所有嘅嘢都系从神而嚟。
Yes, we may have worked hard, but God gave you the opportunity.
你可能努力工作，但系神俾一个机会你努力工作。
And so, if we look at life this way, that all of it comes from God, then we、instead of complaining, we should be thankful.
如果你有咁嘅理解嘅时候咧，你就会、有感恩嘅心态，因为所有都系从神而嚟。
We should be counting all the blessings that we receive from God.
我们要数说我们的恩典。
And so,、John the Baptist, as people were saying, oh, Jesus' ministry is growing more, instead of、promoting himself and saying, yes, I need to increase my ministry, he's saying, I must decrease.
当施洗约翰知道耶稣事工一路兴旺的时候呢，他就说我必衰微。
That everything that I have comes from God.
我所有的都是从神而来。
But in verse 28, he says something else.
在28节那里他讲了另外一件事。
He says, you yourselves bear me witness that I said, I am not the Christ, but I have been sent before him.
我曾说，我不是基督，是奉差遣在他前的，你自己可以给我作见证。
Now the word Christ is the Greek word for the word Messiah.
这个基督呢是希腊文的、尼赛亚。
So,、John the Baptist saying, I am not the Messiah.、
施洗约翰说我不是尼赛亚。
I am not the Savior.
我不是救世主。
Now, obviously, none of us are like Jesus in that way.、
没一个人好像、耶稣这样。
But sometimes, some of us think that we are the Messiah in our own world.
但我哋有时觉得自己系救世主。
For instance, within some families,
好似有某些家庭中间。
I know that there are some parents who think that they're the Messiah to their children.
有啲家长觉得佢哋好似啊呢个救世主啊去佢嘅儿女嗰度。
In our society today, we observe and call them.Helicopter mom or dad.
我哋现时嘅术语就觉得佢哋好似一个直升机嘅家长。
Now what they mean by that is some parents are sort of like helicopters flying over their children.
好似直升機咁喺你嘅兒女上面喺度飛。
And whenever they see that their child has a problem, they swoop in and rescue them.
佢哋如果見到啲子女有咩問題咧，佢哋就空降去幫助佢哋嘅仔。
Because they think they are the Messiah.
因為嗰啲家長覺得佢係救世主。
And so the children, whenever they encounter a problem, the parent will come in and rescue them.
當啲細路有咩問題嘅，啲家長咧就會空降嚟幫佢哋。
And so we need to realize that we are not the Messiah.
我哋需要知道明白，我哋唔係呢個尼賽亞。
We can't take responsibility for everything.
我哋唔可以將所有嘢攬曬上身。
Because we're not Jesus.
因為我哋唔係耶穌。
And so I think that's an important truth for many of us as well.
呢個係我哋當中嘅一個好大嘅真理。
Yes, we should fulfill our responsibility as parents.
我哋應該盡我哋家長嘅責任。
But you are not the Messiah for your children.
但你唔係一個尼賽亞。
Some of them have to learn on their own.
呢啲仔女要自己去學識點樣做人。
They have to take responsibility, and maybe sometimes suffer the consequences of bad decisions.
他們要學習怎樣負責，以及如果做錯了決定的時候要自己負責。
And that's why again John the Baptist is saying I must decrease.
所以施洗約翰說我必衰微。
I'm not self-sufficient.
我自己一個人不足。
And I am not the Messiah.
我不是尼賽亞。
And then he goes on to say I know my role.
施洗約翰繼續說我知道我的角色。
And this is what we see in verse 29.
我們看到29節那裡這樣
說。 It says the one who has the bride is the bridegroom. The friend of the bridegroom who stands and hears him rejoices greatly at the bridegroom's voice. Therefore this joy of mine is now complete.
29節這樣講，娶新婦的就是新郎，新郎的朋友站著，聽見新郎的聲音就甚喜樂，故此我這喜樂滿足了。
Now, John the Baptist is sort of giving us a little bit of a parable here.
他施洗約翰講緊一個比喻。
He gives an example of a wedding.
他舉一個例，一個用結婚的例子。
Now, I'm sure that many of us have gone to many weddings.
我們很多人都去過很多的婚禮。
And many have attended weddings here in this church.
甚至參加這裡教會舉行的婚禮。
And in the Western tradition, usually the bridegroom has what they call the best man.
當西方傳統呢，通常有個新郎有個伴郎。
Now, the best man sounds like a nice title, but he doesn't really do much.
伴郎好像很好聽，但其實沒什麼做。
He just kind of stands next to the groom.
他就站在那裡，被人影相。
But in that society, there's a person that they call the friend of the bridegroom.
在當時猶太人的社會呢，有個角色呢，叫做新郎的朋友。
And that person is almost like the wedding manager.
好似那個新郎的朋友呢，就好似現在我們的結婚那個統籌。
That person was the key person in terms of all the wedding activities.
這個結婚統籌呢，就要負責所有的事。
And so this person would be taking care of all the details in terms of the wedding.
這個人呢，要負責結婚所有的細節。
But when the time comes for the wedding, the attention is on the bride and groom.
但是當真的結婚的時候呢，所有的注目呢，都應該在新郎那裡。
It's not on the best man, it's not on the friend of the bride and of the groom.
而不是注目在這個伴郎或者這個新郎的朋友。
And that's the way it should be.
這個是應該是這樣做的。
That it's their wedding, the focus is on the bride and groom.
所有婚禮的注目應該留在新郎和新娘那裡。
Now it would be very unusual if the best man as they're taking pictures would say hey take some more pictures of me.
這個是很奇怪，如果個伴郎就說你拍多幾張照片給我。
I'm the one who did all this work.
我是做曬所有嘢嘅人。
I'm the one that worked hard and made this wedding successful.
我咁辛苦搞到呢個婚禮咁成功。
Take some more pictures of me.
應該影多幾張相。
That would be very funny, wouldn't it?
呢個好奇怪。
Because the role of the best man or the friend of the groom is to help make the bride and groom look good.
因為個新個伴郎嘅角色就係將新郎顯現出嚟。
And that's the way John the Baptist felt.
呢個就係施洗約翰嘅心態。
He said, "It's not about me."
呢個唔關我嘅。
It's about Jesus.
呢個係最重要係。
I'm here to make Jesus look good.
我哋需要顯彰耶穌。
And so even while his followers, some of his followers were saying, "Oh,Our ministry is on decline," John the Baptist was not worried.
雖然約翰有啲門徒唔係好中意耶穌個事工興旺，但係施洗約翰話：我必須未。
Because he knew that his ministry came from God.
因為佢知道佢嘅事工從神而嚟。
He realized that he was not the Messiah.
佢知道佢唔係彌賽亞。
And that he knows his role. His role is to make Jesus look good.
他知道他的角色，而他的角色就是要彰顯耶穌基督。
And that's why in verse 30 he says, "I must decrease."
所以他在30節那裡說，我必衰微。
Now again, the other side of it is that Jesus, he must increase.
頭一個方面就是耶穌基督必興旺。
And you could actually read about that in verses
31 to 36.
But we don't have enough time this morning to look into that. But I think, again, most of us understand that Jesus should increase.
因為時間的關係，我們不能夠詳細看這個經文。
But a lot of us have a trouble with the idea that we must decrease.
大家都覺得好難接受點解我哋要衰微。
And so we see that in John the Baptist's life, that Jesus said there's no one greater than John the Baptist.
但係當我哋睇到約翰嘅人生就係耶穌自己講冇一個人比約翰更大。
And yet his ministry was relatively short.
但係施洗約翰自己嘅事工咧係相對嚟講比較短嘅。
In fact, John the Baptist was beheaded as his life ended.
施洗約翰最後俾人斬首。
And so we need to understand why did he say he must increase, I must decrease.
所以我哋要明白點解施洗約翰話他必興旺，我必衰微。
And we need to realize that it is because Jesus is the Messiah, we are not.